Hello, friends. You are watching another great episode of the Empowered Together Network series on the Truly Amazing Women Show here on Incandescent Radio and Incandescent TV. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs, founder of the organization that shines a light on women who are making strides and changing lives. Today's guest is a perfect example of our mission. Please meet executive coach Suzanne Mueller. She is the author of several books, including 50 Shades of Lipstick Leadership, and she's going to tell us all about that. She is also the star of a TEDx talk called Running and Life, the 5K Formula for Your Success, and oh, so much more. Welcome, Suzanne.
Thank you so much for having me, and I'm happy to contribute in any which way I can for people who are listening here.
Excellent. Well, that's the mark of a great executive coach. But before we jump into our Q&A, I want to tell our audience a little bit more about you. Suzanne is originally from Switzerland. She's now based in New York, and her career started in an airline company sales and marketing department. She says it was there that she had her eyes open to the world. She went on to get a master's degree in organizational development and leadership from Columbia and a BA in psychology from Marymount Manhattan College. The BA came first. She has an executive coaching certificate from her work at Columbia, and she has a professional certified coach, or she is a professional certified coach from the International Coaching Federation. Very, very important organizations, and that shows your stamp of approval from those. Suzanne has industry experience in government. She's worked for organizations ranging from the Swiss Mission to the United Nations. And we want to learn more about that too, of course, Suzanne. And she has led the global SAP implementation of the International Human Resources Department for Nestle. And she's been involved in so many consulting projects. Wow, what an amazing body of work. So we're really thrilled to hear what led you from all of that stuff to being an executive coach.
Wow, does that fit into 20 minutes? So obviously I grew up in Switzerland in a small town, a beautiful town with a lake and the mountains. And everybody asked me, why did you leave? And sometimes in the summer when I go back to that town, it's called Thun, T-H-U-N. I'm looking around and I'm like, yeah, why did I leave? It's so beautiful. But on the other hand, in New York, while I was able to venture out to New York. In New York, there's so many more opportunities than in a little town. In a little town, you basically can work for tourism, government, I don't know what else, but obviously New York is such a great place and also a great learning experience where you meet people from around the world. And you mentioned the Swiss. So first I was at the airline. That opened up the whole world. I traveled to 56 countries so far. I'm not stopping. And I also then worked for the Swiss government at the Swiss Mission to the United Nations. And sometimes I would go to the United Nations cafeteria and I would take in everybody's talk and language. And I was like, I have to say, I was kind of like taking in more of that diversity that I was missing from Switzerland. That was at that time a very homogeneous country in a way. It has changed also quite a bit, but that cafeteria was for me like food was amazing, the people. It's just like the whole energy was what I needed. And in all my life, I've basically worked with people from around the world. That's where I thrive. If it's only one culture, I'm like, oh, it's a little boring. So I love all the diversity that we can see these days. I love when people have an accent like me, because we always say, I might speak with an accent, but I don't think with an accent. So if you ever have a person, maybe their English is a little rocky, you just have to slow down a little bit, listen to their story. And what I also think is important is ask the question, where are you from? Where is your family from? What food are you eating? What traditions do you have? So there is so much learning for all of us. I stop here. Where else do we want to go?
Well, yeah, you know, it's amazing, this whole idea of embracing difference and seeing the commonality in that, right? We all eat food. It's prepared differently, different ingredients. But, you know, especially now, it's April 2025, where we're having this conversation today. And I love that you have the innovation over your head. This is a new podcast, part of your many podcasts. I'm very excited for you to share that with our listeners and readers. But I think that bringing that, shining a light on how important it is to have diversity in your life because it makes you richer, mind, body, spirit, soul, you know.
Oh.
So, yeah. So tell us more about how that information, all of that, led you to life coaching, but also to becoming an author.
Yeah, so the coaching fell into place, I would say. I call that the American dream. So I came to the U.S. and I went through all the different visa types you had. And finally, I found Nestle. And I'm really grateful that they sponsored my green card. But then a few months later, my job got eliminated. And I'm like, oh, what's next? So not an easy journey, but it can get done. I know it's very tough when you hear the message your position is being eliminated. But in a way, my boss probably knew about it. And he paid for my Columbia coaching certification. So I was kind of like ready when the door was closing, a little window was opening. And I think when you don't have a job, you just have to be very innovative. But I also say innovative in a way that you are proactive, you reach out, you network, you socialize, and you're not afraid. Because sometimes you think when we don't have a job, we're like, oh my God, I'm the worst person. I don't want to see anybody. No, it's the opposite. I think at that time, I was the most social person. I was like, oh, this is actually fun meeting so many people. So I think we need to turn it around into something positive. And then the book, actually, I was teaching at New York University, and there was a lady, and she says, do you want to teach a class on sports and business coaching? I was like, yeah, that's my topic. Being a runner, then an Ironman, climbing Mount Kilimanjaro. We always can transfer the knowledge from the sports into business. That basically started the Take It From the Iron Woman Global Business Coaching with Sports Parallels. I love to coach people who, in a way, have a sports background, but are also successful in the business because they know it's about endurance, positive energy, bringing the people around and with them, create followership, but also create fun because we know we work many hours. So if you have a great team, you can also have some fun in life. So I think that's where everything started. And the latest book, the 50 Shades of Lipstick Leadership, very fun book. With my podcast, Take It From the Iron Woman, I took 50 cool stories and transferred them into stories for a book. Initially, I thought, that's very easy. Maybe being a little naive, it took a long time, I would say almost a year, to transfer those stories into a book, because when we talk, it's not what we can transfer right into a book. So there was a little tweaking here and there, but I'm very proud to say they also translated the book into German. So the book is in English and in German. And in January of 2025, I had three book launches in Europe. And it was just amazing that I was able to share the book. But also sometimes I had people who are in the book as guests, and they were guests in the audience. So it's kind of like in a way, a two-way street. So the people are in the book, but they're also in the audience. So we can touch the people in reality.
I love that. But wait a minute. You climb Mount Kilimanjaro and you're married. So tell us about your sports experience and how you must have to dig deep to make that endurance work happen. So tell us about your life as an athlete.
Yeah. So I think, and that's what I'm telling in my TED talk. Basically, when I came from Switzerland to New York, in Switzerland, I always brag as kids, we would go for an after-school program skiing because we live like 30 minutes from a good mountain. So then in New York City, it's a little hard to ski. It's all flat. So my second home became Central Park, and I also became a running coach for the New York Roadrunners. So nature and being outdoors is very important to me, and that led me to run 26 marathon races. And I also think it's sometimes when life is a little tough, sport can really help you to get through difficult times. And it's also in a way to the support system that you get as a runner and in the running community. While you think New York is a in a way, a lonely place. People are working, working, working. But when you then get into this running community, it's just amazing the support that you get, but also how you can support others and you train together for a common goal. So that led me to running 15 New York City marathons. And a friend of mine said to me, hey, you want to climb Kilimanjaro? I'm like, yeah, let's do that. I'm a person, sometimes I don't think too much. I just say yes. And then I have to maybe crawl back a little bit. But certainly Mount Kilimanjaro was an amazing experience. And it's not a walk in the park. It's a walk up there. And they say you have to go slow in order to reach the top. So also in business, go slow in order to go fast.
Wow. That's unbelievable. Really unbelievable. So you have a lot to share, and we're so glad that you're part of the Empowered Together Network. Amazing women from all around the world are coming together to share their stories. The whole goal is to promote everyone in our 20-minute interviews so that people could really get to meet you, and then the opportunity to take a class, teach a class, and we're excited about that. And tell us about this innovation podcast. This fascinates me. What have you got in mind?
Yeah, so that innovation in action is something that came up in last year, December. It's like, oh, we need to do something. We all know we are in difficult times. And it's time to do something out of the ordinary. And as I said, innovation without action is just a big word. And it sits there. It's like, yeah, it's nice. It's like innovation, leadership, all those big words. So as I said, I'm a runner. We need to take steps. Steps in the right direction, one step at a time, one day at a time. So I'm gathering interesting people, and we don't know yet where we're going, but we're going forward, and we want to make a dent in this. So it's about learning, listening, and leading. And I think it's that empowered network and doing it together. As we know, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. That's my motto. And we're at the beginning. We just had our second meeting today. The next meeting will be in May. So I want to keep it on a monthly basis. And each time there can be the same people who come or different. And together we can focus on a vision that we can create together.
That's amazing. Yes, working together as a team. We are the whole concept between the Empowered Together Network is that you're not in this alone. Right. And I feel like now is this perfect time for this innovation work that you're doing and the work that we're doing and collaborating on that. Right. So that everybody's kind of got their own thing going. But when we can come together, we will change it. The marches this weekend around the country were a phenomenal show of support for democracy and what we truly believe in as humans. So one step forward, right? One step up the mountain, go slow to go fast. I love those metaphors. So what is next for Suzanne Mueller? This is so cool.
What is next? So maybe not the next book, but I want to create that learning, listening, leading, those seminars, those summits. That is important because a lot of people say, I don't want to learn anymore. For me, it's about lifelong learning. If we stop, then our muscles, our brain power will stop also. And especially in these times, if it's difficult, let's get together and learn more, learn from each other, learn with each other. And then the listening part, we all need to become better listeners. And especially as a coach, listening is very important, what is being said, but also what's not being said. So I have some programs about that listening. And one program is the awkward moment coaching. We all have those awkward moments. So I'm teaching people to be better listeners or overcoming those awkward moments in stressful situations. And obviously the leading is like, we want to lead to success. So we can have all these three combined or each section separate, learning, listening, and leading. That's what I want to spread to the world this year.
That sounds like magic. Learning, listening, and leading. I love that. So tell us how people can get in touch with you, learn about your podcast, your innovation project.
Yeah, so my website has all the information. So it's Ben Euler.biz, like for business. And the podcast is Take It From the Iron Woman. It's on all podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, Google, and what else? The Innovation in Action is in a way by invitation only, but we want to make it bigger. So I'm actually looking for a core team, and then we can grow it. So it's a really, really early action that we're taking. But whoever wants to connect with us, they should just reach out to me or through your network. And we need to have top people who want to do, who want to take the next step. So we're waiting for everybody. Not waiting. We're inviting the people to come with us on that journey. So it's one step at a time, one day at a time, but moving in the right direction forward. And we need to change the world. Like the way it is now, it's not acceptable.
Mm-hmm. Amen. So this is so much fun. Suzanne Mueller, executive coach. Please go to her website, learn all about her. You can also learn about her on incandescentwomen.com. The Empowered Women, Empowered Together Network is part of something that is coming from our hearts and our minds, and something that we want to work with women all around the world so that we can all come together and be that change we wish to see. So thank you, Suzanne. We really appreciate you, and we look forward to so much more innovation and everything else. That keep on walking. You know, running has never been my gift, but my son is a marathon runner. Oh. Amazing. Yeah, which is so much fun. You know, the last one he did was in Venice. He called me. He's like, Mom, he was in Switzerland at the time in Basel. Oh. Said, I want to run the marathon in Venice. You want to come? Like, yeah. So that was amazing. Oh. And, you know, just really seeing and breathing in other parts of the world, right? It doesn't get better than that.
Yeah. And I think the marathon actually is a cool way to find an excuse to travel. So it's about learning, listening to what your son has to say, and leading the way and traveling. So it's, I used the marathon also to travel the world. I was in Rio de Janeiro, ran a half marathon there. So that was kind of like very cool. But thank you so much for having me. And it's just a start. I'm ready. Are you?
All right. Thank you, Suzanne. Thank you to all of our viewers and listeners and readers. We will talk to you next time on the Empowered Together Network show on the Incandescent Radio Network and Incandescent TV. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs. So grateful for you to be here with us. We look forward to seeing you soon. Bye.